Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy, and welcome back. It's episode 29, and in this episode we spoke about the Bayern Munich manager, the Champions League and the Premier League Hall of Fame. Enjoy. So, boys, welcome back. It feels like it's been ages, but it's been a week.
I know.
Even though we uploaded two episodes last week, but it feels like it's been a while.
Too long. The pesky Super League, though.
Before we get into football, how have you been, boys? How have you been?
The hay fever's kicked in.
I'm all right,
though. Yeah, I'm sniffling, that's why.
Been handshaking any birds recently, or?
Too many, mate. Fist bumping now.
So, boys, let's get into the footy, because we're here for football. We'll start off with the Bayern manager. Julian Nagelsmann. He is the Bayern's new manager at next season. What are your thoughts?
Didn't they buy him off of his contract for 30 mil?
Yeah. I think it's worth it, though.
That is a steep contract, that, though.
Did you know he's younger than Neuer? Yeah.
See, I always feel like when a young manager comes in and they've got players that are older, I always feel the players aren't going to respect them. I don't know why. I always get that image in my head.
No, I posted it on Instagram saying that he signed next season. And someone commented saying, he's a good manager and all that. And I said, you can put anyone in charge of Bayern Munich and they'll win the league.
Yeah. You'd like to hope so anyway.
You can put anyone in charge and the players win the league for you. Yeah.
You could say the same thing for like... Barca back in the day when they had like Xavi and Iniesta and all that. You've obviously said the same for that team.
But I do feel sorry for people who don't support Bayern in the Bundesliga though. And Leipzig fans, they've just bought their best centre back, Upe Meccano, and they've just signed the manager.
They've replaced him with a good manager though, that Jesse Marsh. I think he's really good.
Did you see when they tweeted him, JM, and everyone thought it was going to be Jose Mourinho? All Leipzig fans are saying, oh no, please don't.
Nah, I think he is a good manager. He knows like the Red Bull way in that, because he managed Salzburg. He gave us a game in Champions League as well. I don't know if he could.
I thought he'd be the replacement when Klopp leaves Liverpool, but...
Yeah. What I don't care about Bayern, though, is like Koeman. I don't think like he'd fit in. Do you like them type of wingers he's got?
Well, like Sané and Gnabry?
Yeah, he plays like two strikers, doesn't he? Gnabry, maybe. It'd be alright.
Bayern don't have two strikers.
No,
he's got Lewandowski, he counts as two.
Tchoupo-Moting does not count as
the way Nagelsmann plays, though, that like 3-4-1-2. Do you know what I mean?
That's how he's got to adapt his managerial style, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I see that Muller being like the 10 and then Lewandowski and then there's only like one spot left. I can't see that being Koeman.
Have you seen a new meme format where it's like a picture then that's like land, like describing what that is. I seen one yesterday. It was like the Bundesliga table.
Yeah, seeing
that. It was Bayern like champions then the rest was in Bayern Munich Academy.
And then the bottom was just Schalke, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Schalke, yeah. Nah, but I like watching the Bundesliga.
Me too.
It's my second favourite league, but...
I just feel bad for the other teams.
It is bad, though, because Bayern just bars everyone.
Yeah, but it's
like PSG. I know PSG aren't necessarily doing overly good this season, are they? Apart from Champions League. We're hard in the league. It's close in the league, isn't it?
Second.
Yeah, but the thing is with them, though, is they've got the ability to just buy anyone in the league, really, if they want to.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. Let's look. A Monaco player. Monaco player gets approached by PSG. They're probably going to go to PSG with like a second thought because like, oh, PSG bound to win trophies though.
I do like Bundesliga and I like the teams like Leipzig and Gladbach, but like the fact they do sell all the players, it's just a bit to rivals like, as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it's when they sell it to the rivals, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the only like critique of the rivals.
The Bundesliga was close this season as well, weren't it? Until now, it's like 10 points clear now, Bayern.
Yeah. That's just going to keep happening, I think.
Especially the good old days where it was Bayern Dortmund.
Yeah.
Then Bayern bought all than buying bought all Dortmund's best players.
Dortmund will be back
solely
next season, though, I reckon. They'll be really good.
No, they're going to sell everyone,
then.
Sancho's going, Haaland's going.
Apparently Haaland's agents already said, I think something about if he doesn't go. There's like some clause they want to put in his contract, though.
So oh, he goes to Bayern in 2022.
Yeah, he goes to Bayern in 2022. That was a...
He's
a
knobhead, isn't he?
I reckon he'll be really good. But yeah, that Raiola also. Yeah.
Well, boys, the Premier League announced a Hall of Fame this week. Was it this week?
Yeah, this week.
And the first two people...
Well, I got announced ages ago, but they've only just...
In the first two people, yeah, in the Hall of Fame was Henry and Shearer.
Which is highly fair.
I've got a couple of questions, yeah. Were they the right two people to be the first people in it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've seen some people moaning on Twitter saying it shouldn't be, he shouldn't be, it should have been a minor active player.
Shearer's like the top goal scorer in Premier League, isn't he? Something like that.
I've seen a lot of the people saying Eric Cantona. No, he volleys fans. He can't be the first person you put in there.
Yeah.
Like, should managers be in, like, getting the Hall of Fame? I reckon he should. Like,
yeah, he should.
Ferguson.
Definitely. I'd like to see Ranieri.
Like, Ferguson, he should be in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They should be allowed into this. Yeah, Wenger for his invincible.
Yeah, right, boys. Who do you want to be in it? And it can't be a Liverpool player. It can't. No, it
who
can't
you
say
want
Gerrard.
To be in
it? Yeah, you can't say Gerrard.
Oh, yeah.
Man's Rooney, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, it's got to be an invincible. It's got to be. I don't know. It's got to be another invincible player, probably.
Who I'd like to see? God.
Probably Rooney.
I'll be in it. Definitely.
I feel like they need to put like either a midfielder or a defender in it next because you've had two strikers technically.
Yeah. Vidic?
Nah, I wouldn't put him in it just yet. He'd be like one of the lower down ones.
Yeah. I reckon the next ones they'll announce is Gerard, Lampard, Scholes.
Vieira?
Vieira, maybe.
Yeah.
Vieira's a big shout, I'd say.
Yeah.
They need, I don't know.
Beckham?
I feel like when you look at it, I don't know what Beckham is to think. It's complicated though, isn't it? Because if you're going solely off what they've won, then there's a load of players in the list who've been.
Yeah, boys, do you want me to do the 23-man shortlist?
Yeah.
Go on.
Tony Adams, Beckham, Bergkamp, Sol Campbell, Cantona.
There's Bergkamp.
Andrew Cole, Ashley Cole, Drogba, Les Ferdinand, Rio Ferdinand, Robbie Fowler, Steven Gerrard, Roy Keane, Frank Lampard, Matt Letizia, Michael Owen, Peter Schmeichel, Paul Scholes, John Terry, Van Persie, Vidic, Vieira, Ian Wright.
And Paul Konchesky.
Joe Matt.
Joe should be there. Yaya Toure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I agree with that.
Wait, did I say Rooney?
I didn't, did I?
Oh, no.
Wow.
He never says on that list.
Wow.
Done just the think the list is dodgy.
So, boys, out of that list...
I'm looking at players in there and I'm thinking how players in there that are in there.
Out of that list, five-a-side team.
Are we goalkeeper options that quick?
Jesus, Michael, that too.
I was just thinking, then, why are the likes of... I don't know. I know he was phenomenal. Like, Van der Sar, why is Van der Sar not in there?
Oh, he's a very
Why is David Seaman not in there?
Czech.
Lehman.
That's a Czech.
All these goalkeepers and they're just not letting them in.
Yeah.
So we've got to go Schmeichel and goal, haven't we?
Yeah, you've got to go Schmeichel and goal.
Yeah.
Two centre-backs. Are we doing a 2-1-1?
I'd do 1-2.
One.
1-2-1.
Yeah.
1-2-1. Yeah, so I'm the centre-back. John Terry, Vidic.
We can have
Ashley Cole in defence. Sol Campbell.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah, boys. Midfield, yeah. This is mine. Steve Gerrard and Vieira.
Yeah. Steve Gerrard and Vieira.
Then up front. I'm saying... It's hard to Bergkamp, Drogba, Michael Owen, Matt Tissier.
You're just naming everyone here.
No, they're just reading everyone's name off.
I was going to say.
I'm saying, yeah. Because I've seen them play.
Van Drogba. Persie. Ooh.
I'm going Drogba. He was unbelievable.
Just because I've seen him play.
See, either went Van Persie as they've ever done.
Ooh,
really? Of the two of them, I'd have probably went Van Persie.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nah, Drogba.
But then again, don't forget, I don't know if you've yeah, we have Michael Owen, but his prime was quality.
Won the Ballon d'Or.
There you go. Michael Owen in his prime was quality. Was your last year in it? No, because you went to Man U. I don't know. Who would you put in the defence, though? Because out of everyone, who would you just put in?
Teddy.
Would you put John Teddy in?
Yeah. Stuff he won and the way he done it was great.
Yeah, but I don't think you can base all the fame off what you've won. Because if you're doing that, then Gerrard wouldn't be in it. And you'd have, I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have, like, Paul Konchesky in it. John O'Shea. Do you think John O'Shea deserves Premier League?
Nah, it's different with Gerrard, though, isn't it? Because how many goals he scored in midfield?
Like, yeah, it is. But if you speak to loads of rival fans will all say Gerrard would not deserve to be in it because he never won a Premier League medal. I guarantee you, because I've seen it loads on Twitter. But I don't think it's funny. Medals don't necessarily define a player. There's loads of quality players out there who've never won medals. Yeah, but those won medals also. But there's loads of players out there who've never won medals, probably.
What a world class
players.
Yeah. Have you seen the Hall of Fame kit?
No, I haven't seen it.
Have you seen? Is it Barca's away kit or fair kit this season? The black and gold one.
Oh yeah.
Just that.
Was it made by?
Nice, because
Nike. Nike just copy every single kit as a template and then just change the colours.
Yeah.
And the logo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, same boys, Gerald. The Champions League semi finals on this week.
I don't like it.
Chelsea drawed 1-1 with Madrid.
Tino Werner.
Man City won 2-1 against PSG.
PSG away. 7.5 was abysmal.
Yeah. Boys, as a Liverpool fan. It's going to happen. This City's going to win the Champions League and the Prem, and United's going to win the Europa League, and we're going to knock it top four.
I don't know, you know. I still think PSG is going to do it.
No. I just can't see it.
If it's an all English final, City will win. But
yeah,
I just feel like PSG have got a weird. I don't know. What was the stat that came out of the week? Was it? Did Bayern lose to PSG? Who lost to PSG did the week in the knockouts? Because whoever it was,
Bayern, wasn't it?
Whoever's lost, I think it's something like every time Bayern have been knocked out the Champions League in the past few years, whoever they've lost to has ended up going on to win the tournament, and PSG knocked them out. And I don't know why. That's why I'm here. I'm just thinking if the trend's going to keep going.
Goals that De Bruyne goal as well. Oh,
a joke, wasn't it?
It was a cross.
Yeah.
But boys, in a talk, yeah, is Pep Guardiola one of the greatest managers ever?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. The reason I say no is
not
because
ever.
I don't think he's ever been put in a team where he's had to work for it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, since I've been a level, because Barca, he had Messi in the team, he had Iniesta, he had Xavi, he had all these players. He could spend his way out of problems because Barca just give him money. Man City, he joined. He had the Saudi Arabia, just give him money. He had quality players. I've never seen a manager team that I like. Look when Klopp joined Liverpool, we were outside the top four. Klopp has built us up, and we've won a league title. I don't think I've ever seen Pep Guardiola do that with a team.
Look at David Moyes, West Ham.
But he's had his fair share of interesting teams.
I do partially agree, but. Like, he managed to beat team in Barca, so he's, like, still in his way. Yeah, he hasn't, like, just been...
Yeah, but then again, that Barca B team, I don't follow Spanish football, but I can imagine Barca's B team is probably quality in whatever division they're in, because it's still Barcelona, still the same...
Didn't Adam Traore come from there?
Yeah.
Well, that's said, then I don't know.
Traore?
Traore.
But I...
He's won, though. Still.
Yeah.
Like the travel with Bayern.
Don't get me wrong. You've still got to be a quality manager to compete against the biggest teams.
You might.
But I just think I don't know. I'd just like to see him have to pick a team up in the middle of mid table, not even mid table, just like outside the top four, and see what he does with it when he's not getting to spend the world's problems. He had centre half, who's usually Laporte, but as a centre half, Every time a player is the slightest bit unfit, he just barges a placement. Like, it's not. Like, I've never had to, I don't think I've ever had to see Pep Guardiola dip into his reserves. And I don't know. Pep, an under-23 is playing and go, right, I'm going to have to start in the Prem because the owners aren't letting me buy anymore.
He done it to Phil Foden, didn't he?
Yeah, but Phil Foden, he done it, but he didn't need to. Like, he had Aguero and everything, he was still all fit. I've never seen him have to struggle for a position.
If they win the treble this season, they'll say, like, we didn't have a good striker. But, like, the squad's worth, like, $2 billion. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, do you know what? About this season as well, I see, like, Ruben Dias, yeah, he's a good defender this season. But realistically, who's his competition this season in the Prem?
No one.
Who that's is it? Harry Maguire? Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
There's no competition whatsoever.
Well, no, it sounds stupid. Exclude Man City from this one. When he managed Barca, who really was challenging for the league? Real, I know.
Ronaldo was Real as well.
Ronaldo. Well, did Atletico really have a challenge back in the day?
He won the league in 2011, didn't he?
Was he still managing them then?
I think so, yeah.
Was he? Yeah. Right, then
I will Google.
We'll count to that in there. Bayern, when he managed Bayern, who was challenging? Dortmund, I know.
Klopp's Dortmund, wasn't it? That was it.
Klopp's Dortmund, but then he's never really had. I know we haven't had it in years to be fair ourselves in the Prem, but you've never really had a dogfight for the league. The way you used to back in the day, you used to have Chelsea, Man U, Liverpool, Arsenal, Spurs, all of them. Well, Spurs is a bit generous, actually. the, you know what I mean? The base top four, all challenging for the league, and he used to swap around week after week after week. But you haven't really had that. I feel like he's never had that type of competition as a manager. Where he's had like three or four teams challenging him. Like in the Prem in recent seasons, you've had different teams battling him, but not more than one, really.
Yeah. Even now, it's only really us, isn't it? Like,
well, this season, he's had absolutely no one challenging him. There's not been one team in there who's played phenomenal. Like, you look at certain seasons in leagues and you think to yourself, has that team had a good season? This isn't Pep Guardiola, by the way. This is just in general in footy.
Yeah.
When certain teams in leagues, you look at them and go, if they had a good season, or has every other team in that league had a poor season? Yeah. And I just think the teams off the top of my head now will probably fell into that category.
No, the last time Atletico Madrid won the league was 13-14 season. Guardiola left in 2012.
There you go, then.
Yeah, we did. I think Guardiola went managed Barca in 2008. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2008, Barca won. Then it was Barca, 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 Madrid, Barca, and then he left.
God.
That's the thing, you can't deny he's a good manager, but I just don't think he's the greatest of all.
He's not the greatest ever. But
I'd put Ferguson above him.
Yeah.
Ferguson had a much more rough team.
Would you put Ancelotti above him?
See, that's an annoying one because I think with Ancelotti, he's in recent years he's become far too inconsistent.
Would you put Mourinho over him?
Another one, he's become too inconsistent. Like you look at the thing is, you look at him and you think, yeah, try looking at whatever trophies the manager's won. You've got to look what they get out of a team and what type of team they're getting it out of.
Yeah,
I think. Like, I feel like Mourinho's probably managed more teams that have been a lot more rough to drag up. Compared to what Guardiola has. Same with Ferguson. Ferguson's probably done it more than Guardiola has. It's like stupid stuff like that I feel like never gets taken into account when people, like social media teams go, oh yeah, we'll tweet that. Throw a little debate out and then everyone's out there and goes, oh no, yeah, he is. Look at his honours. But then by saying that, that's like saying Phil Foden's a better Premier League player than Steven Gerrard because he's got more medals.
Yeah.
Like that format to me, how many trophies you want doesn't sometimes stick in my head. Managers, it sticks more than like with players, but yeah, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So the answer is no. He's not one of the greatest. He's a great manager.
There. He is up
he's,
there.
He's top
five.
He's
maybe
not the greatest.
Top five.
Yeah, but he's not the best.
But not the number one spot.
No.
Well, boys. In other news, continue with Super League. Clubs want their owners out, and Arsenal is one of them. And maybe we could see the owner of Spotify, where you can listen to this podcast right now. Spotify. Lord. The owner of Spotify could buy Arsenal, could put a bid in for Arsenal with Is it three other invincible players? Henry,
yeah, Henry,
Bergkamp and Vieira.
Bergkamp and Vieira. Yeah.
I think Wenger's involved as well, isn't he?
Probably. Do you see the owner of Spotify buying Arsenal? Because I don't. I don't see the owners.
I'm saying this, right?
Kroenke won't sell.
Kroenke's already confirmed he's not selling. He's already said he doesn't want to sell. Same with the Glazers, both of them said they don't want to sell. But then you look, the thing is with the Spotify owner, he's actually an Arsenal fan as well.
Yeah.
So we will think about what the fans think. So the fans, if I was an Arsenal fan now, I'd be screaming to get him in the club. Because he's got money. You know he's got money.
Screaming or streaming?
But and dance.
Like he's got money. You know he's got money because he owns Spotify.
Yeah.
And then you know that he's going to be listening to what the fans are thinking as well, which is what you're looking for in a manager, really, aren't you?
It's like two billion or really 3 billion.
Probably. But then again,
I've seen a meme.
Anyone's better than Kroenke, isn't it?
I've seen a meme. It was a video. It said, watching Arsenal when the new owner takes over. The ball kicks off and it goes, watch this short ad for free 30 minutes of ad-free music.
I hate Spotify. It's not premium. It pains me adult.
But I don't see like Liverpool's and United and Arsenal's owner. I don't see them giving the club.
But we need to get rid of them, don't we?
Nadia, here's a question for you. Thought I'd say an FSG outright, but have you seen who's put a bid in for us?
No.
Saudi Arabian prince. Now, I don't want to... See, I do, because what have Liverpool fans been skitting City for years?
True.
And their success has come from oily money. That's what the phrase is. If we get an owner who's from the same background, who's probably going to have the same background and wealth, we're not any better than them. Our success will soon come from what theirs has come from, where we just spend
hours
on the problems.
It is, but
that for me, I don't want it. But I also don't want FSG, so you're doing a bit of a thing on that. You're like, who'd you buy? Who buys you?
That's why I wouldn't mind. The way football's moving at the minute, it's a joke. But I'd rather have like billionaire Middle Eastern owners who stick by the Premier League rules and stuff like that.
But do they though? Because are they not just breaking every financial fair play rule in the book?
That financial fair play is not even a thing.
No, but the thing is, it is. But don't forget, City got banned from the Champions League and then got unbanned after a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right? But that doesn't seem right to me. It seems like they just spent the world the problem to vent to UEFA. Here's a big sum of cash, have that. Because UEFA are corrupt. They probably just took a big massive bribe and got out of it. That's why I don't like the fact that teams break financial fair play and can just get away with it. The whole thing is there to be, like, it's there on purpose.
Yeah.
It's there for a reason. Like, it puts teams like Burnley at a disadvantage, because Burnley can't obviously spend the money they can, but City can just go, we'll just keep spending them, break the rules. It's fine.
Yeah. And that's where football becomes boring.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's where footy becomes inconsistent. You just have two teams at the top.
Yeah.
But I can't see Spotify, the owner, buying Arsenal.
I can see him wanting to, but I can't see Kroenke selling. It's the same way the Glazers got, what was it? What was the bid they received? Was it like 3 or 4 billion?
Yeah.
To sell a club, and they went,
He
said nah to him. I said they're not looking to sell. I thought it'd be funny, if someone offered me 3 or 4 billion today, I'd buy grand off for it. Even if it was rich, I'd still be like, oh yeah, go ahead, I'll have that.
That's how much they got to go in the Super League, wasn't it, as well?
Exactly. So it's like, I can't remember what team it was, but one of the top six who was in that Super League got offered 3 or 4 billion and went, no, I'll leave if I get 7. Like, it's just greedy. It's greedy.
Yeah.
Like, granted, you probably could get the 7, but it's like Liverpool, isn't it? FSG got a bid of 3 or 4 billion and said no to it. And they bought the club for 300 million. They're 10 times on the profit, and they're saying no. Like, no, just go. Yeah.
Mental, isn't it?
Boys, before we move on to the African team, where we build the African team, because we've done South America and we've done Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak about Spurs. Starting off Spurs, yeah. They lost the Carabao Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 6 days before the final, they sacked probably the manager, probably one of the managers you want to manage a team in a final.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Got beat. Makes no sense. 1-0 in the final. Son was crying. where did Spurs go?
It's a joke. That's why I didn't watch it.
Where did the play? I can see Harry Kane going. Son going. Bale's gone. Going back to Madrid anyway.
Dele Alli's probably going to go.
Lloris would go. He's a World Cup winner. He doesn't want to stick around.
The thing is it's the whole thing of he got sacked for financial fair play, which got swept under the carpet. Not financial fair play, the Super League, but he got swept under the carpet. I think that probably is true. And I think they've just went, we'll get that story out of the media quickly by denying it. But I think that was probably true. Why would they just randomly sack him 6 days for a cup final? You just wouldn't sack him. You'd sack him after the final, and then you'd be able to use the final as an excuse then. But the excuse is going, we sacked him, just we sacked him. That makes no sense.
No. They have to get a top manager in soon. That Ryan Mason is just not cutting it. I can already tell.
Did you see the stat that Sky Sports did?
Oh, the stat was shocking.
Against Pep Guardiola. Oh, yeah. That's just embarrassing.
Well, boys, before we move on to the African team, because I've just remembered then, what's your thoughts on Phil Coutinho going to Everton? Apparently it's confirmed.
I reckon he's a snake anyway.
Well, the thing is with that, right, there's no way I don't get. He said he wouldn't move to United out of respect of Liverpool. Yeah, he'd move to Everton.
I call him a snake anyway. I think
he's a snake, but it just amuses me. It's like the perfect decline from like being at the peak game. Going to Barca and going, slippery slope.
I don't believe it, first of all. But even if it is true, he's joining Ancelotti. He's thinking he's going back to Liverpool, a city he loves. He isn't actually thinking about
a city he loves, but he's not loved.
Well, no, exactly. He's not thinking about that. He just thinks everyone will welcome him back because he's played for like Barca's rivals as well when he was a kid, didn't he? That Espanyol. But we won't welcome him back, surely to God. Okay, is Ken Eggs and Everton. Like,
high boys, man. Just
egg kicked
everywhere. What?
I think he swallowed it through properly.
I think he's
it won't happen.
I'd like him to go to PSG.
Because we're on transfers, What are your thoughts on Liverpool signing the centre back from RB Leipzig?
I don't get it.
I'll just say his name, is it?
Canate,
that's it.
I think he's good.
See, I don't get the transfer though. Because
are we signing Kabak or not?
That's what I would say. If you ask me, right, Kabak hasn't done much wrong. I think he's been pretty solid myself. Don't get me wrong, he's a bit slow and his decision making's a bit poor. But then, let's be honest.
He's 20.
Right? I was going to say, he's 20, so he's very inexperienced. And also, he's alongside Nat Phillips. No disrespect to Nat Phillips because Nat Phillips is solid. Both of them have been solid. But they haven't got an experienced defender who's played multiple seasons in the Prem next to him. So, like, let's say you put Kabak alongside Van Dijk, he can learn from him. The same way when Gomez wasn't like, he was good, but he wasn't amazing when he first joined. Got put alongside Van Dijk, and suddenly he was one of the best centre halves in the Prem. You could see something like that happening with Kabak, because Kabak's not exactly quick, but then again, Van Dijk teaches him the positioning. Because if you look at Van Dijk never breaks sweat in a match. Because he's always in the right position to start. So he has a couple of yards on the forward straight away. Teach Kabak that, and the pace is taken out of it, which means straight away, his normal solid tackling game, it makes him look like a better player all around. That's why I don't get why you'd spend 30 million on Kabak, but then spend 19 million on Kabak. Why are you spending 30 million on a player who's just came back from an ACL?
Just as injury prone as the other ones.
Concern Kabak, let's just say he's not in the greatest form of his life, but he is at the same time because he's only young. £10 million cheaper. That to me doesn't make sense. I'd rather sign the £10 million cheaper player, who we know is slightly proven to be quite a solid player. Because don't get me wrong, when Van Dijk and Gomez are back, you're going to be playing them 2 week in, week out. Yeah, but yeah, right. Why would you spend 30 million on a bench player unless you know either Gomez or Van Dijk is leaving? Because once them two are back on the team, you're not going to be playing.
It's not that. You can't have another season like this one.
No, I know it's death. I know it's death. If it's purely for the depth player, why would you not just sign Kabak?
I mean, I haven't really watched him, but he must think he's better. Like, apparently it's his release clause at 30 million as well. It's not like the actual play. It might be worth more. I don't really know. But I like him myself, I'd say. I reckon he'd be good.
I don't think he's defensive the problem. I think it's this striker.
Since Van Dijk got injured, never been out to the defence. I've been saying this since. It's Dingham. It's the forwards.
We need a
boys. I'm going to have to diff because I've got to go and pick him off, okay?
Yes, goodbye, Charlie.
Right, shout out, boys.
The show must go on.
Charlie's mum.
Right. In a bit, boys.
In a bit. So, Jenko, it's just me and you now.
It is.
One last thing, and it's the African team.
Wee.
So, Jenko, we know the score. We come to a combined team together. It gets uploaded on Instagram, then that's it. So, this is our African team. Mendy, two centre-backs, Koulibaly and Joel Matip. Right-back, Hakimi. Left-back, Ben Sabani. Two centre-mid, Ndidi and Thomas Partey. Attack midfielder, Riyad Mahrez. On the left, Mane. Up front, Aubameyang. On the right, Mo Salah.
Wow.
And that is our African team. So, Jenko, Charlie left us to pick his mum up from work.
He did.
But do you have anything else left to say? Anything you want to add at the end?
Let's hope the weather picks up. FSG out. And we'll see you next week.
Yes. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to drop a follow on Instagram @MattyWithTheFooty, and we will catch you next time. In a bit. To that.